In Simur Eshmem, we have been learning Siftes Vav, which stated basically that even if a father commands him to be over a Rabbanon, that lo yishmaloi. So I wanted to talk about chumras from Kaiten, where a father doesn't want what the halacha is. The question is, a son wants to put on a gartel, or a son wants to fast bahab, or do any of these things, and the parents are against it, whether there's any clear psak. So in Siftes Vav we said that if your father tells you to be ever drabanan, you're not ever. The question is why? Kimra Aveim is a deraisa, and a drabanan is a drabanan. So the Beis Yosef asks, why shouldn't you listen to your father? Kibbut Aveim should be ahead of a Drabbanan. See, in the Beis Yosef, he offers two terutzim. So one terutz he says is because Ata Vavicha Chayav Bikvaidi. He says because of this cheshbon, that since the father himself is mechuyev in it, so he can't be Ivor, he can't tell the son to do any differently. And that's Shachyud Zayin. That's his intention. La yishma loy diksev yishma yitiro and the Hashem kulche chayavim bekvayi. It's lashon gemara, but that's the makar. So maybe that applies to a drabbanon as well.
So then, is this the case? His father, the son's going to learn. This one is going to yeshiva somewhere down. The father says, "No, I want you to go to
his own store by the day." So we get to a mechaber soon, who talks about this when the person wants to go to learn. And Mr. Shem, we'll get to it. It's not a one-word answer. But the Beis Yosef says a second teretz that loisaser is a deraisa. Rabbanon's a loisaser. Loisaser is a deraisa. Now, for those of us who remember from the yeshiva days, this is the beginning of Sefer Shev Shmaitze. The Shev Shmaitze in the first parts of the first perek. Of the first Shmaitzah, the first parak of the first Shmaitzah, deals with the Rambam Shita, that every Drabanon is really a Deraisa. Every Yisid Drabanon is really a Deraisa, because the Torah says, the Gemara, the Torah says, L'Sasim and Adavashi Yigid Lucha Yaman Ismail. The Torah says you have to listen to Drabanons. Since the Torah says you have to listen to Drabanons, if you have a Drabanon, you have a Deraisa. That's the Shita Sarambam. We know the other Rishonim argue because Safik Deraisa is L'chumra and Safik Drabanan is L'kula. And if every Drabanan is a Deraisa, Ramban asks, so every Safik Drabanan should be a Safik, should be Nisa Deraisa. So on this Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ramban, if every Drabanan is a Deraisa, is what the Shmaitza in the beginning of Shev Shmaitza discusses. At any rate, whether you go with the first teretz or the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, what it appears is that like the Rambam, that every drabbanon is a deraisa. So mainly you have to listen to the drabbanon. You don't have to come on to svaras. If you say, if you hold that every drabbanon is only a drabbanon, then you have the cheshbon of kulchem chayav bechvaidi. That's the lumdis here. Now, so now I ask you a shayla. You have a boy who wants to fast bahab, and his father says, I don't want you fasting bahab. Do you have to listen to him? Huh? Do you have to listen to the father? What do you say? So you have to talk like a London, yeah. You have to look at the two terutzim of Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says a drabbanon. Why a drabbanon do you have to not listen to your father? Either because of its loisaser, well, that doesn't apply, bahab, no chiv to keep bahab. Or because of kulchen chayavim bichvaidi. Now, is that shayach here? If someone wants to fist bahab, the father says, I don't want you fisting bahab. So we say kulchen chayavim bichvaidi. But the father's not chayav to fist bahab. So take a look here at the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the Gilyan. The Beis Lechem Yehuda says, "A film Mr. Shal Devrayim, Ben Shiyedeya Shavu V'Imay Mitzdarin Al Shul Misana." A son who knows that the parents have tsar that he's fasting, he should not be fasting on a tainus that's not a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv, of course he fasts. As long as it's not a chiyuv, bahab, or Yom Kippur Katan, if he knows it's Mistara's parents, he should not fast. So here we have on the page a marker for this idea that something that's a chumrah, he doesn't have to listen, he has to listen to his parents. Not only listen, but if they have tsar that he's doing it, that's good enough, a good enough reason. So if someone wants to put on a gartel, wants to put on a strimel and a bekisha, and the father is a misnagid, he's mitzar, that the son is putting on a strimel and a bekisha. So it come out from here, nobody holds it to Mr. Deraisa Drabanan to wear a strimel. So it seems from here that it's usur. If it's mitzar, the parents, so if it's a derash drabanan, so then you don't listen to the parents. But if it's a chumra ba'alma, then not. That's what it says.
If person's married, it's a stupid question. What do the parents care if you fast ba'alma?
Why do parents care if you fast ba'alma? Why a father cares is a good question, but a mother, the mothers, mothers are very very worried about their children. What? Yeah, I don't know why he doesn't tell. It could be his mother feeds him, you know, every morning breakfast.
He's a married man. He decides to take on Bahab.
His parents don't have to know. If his parents don't know, it's good. Then they have no tzar. That's not the case. We're talking about a case where they have. If he's going to wear a shrine in the back of the shirt, they'll find out.
That would seem to be a
yeah.
Aspect of this statement, but fasting, let's say, on some kizali or all that kolbo or not?
Sure, it's more than Jerubon, it's different Kabbalah, it's impossible.
I mean, this is common, I don't know if it's common, I'll do it. Yoshe Bersol didn't fast on any fast days except Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur because his father said all about
it. Sorry, I can't answer, I don't know, that's nothing to do with Halacha L'Maisa. I don't think that's true, I don't know if it's true with Yoshe Ber, but it's not true with Baruch Haim Brisk. It's not true. You can't take a pasuk in Nach and just machadek. A sefer Shulchan Aruch and machadek. But the Shulchan Aruch is klar. There's no chaluki day. You can't be mevapul. You can't. I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know this chesh, but you know it says ain loim din loim itay halacha, but loim itay ma'isa, but itay halacha ma'isa. He didn't give a shir telling everyone not to fast. So anyway, so Rav Palm, I think he writes in the sefer. That if the if a boy wants to put on a gartel, it's Mitzara's parents, so he shouldn't wear the gartel. He says if the boy doesn't want to daven with his parents because it's a shul where they talk during davening, so then he doesn't have to listen to his parents because davening in a place where it's hard to have kavana, that's Ikar Adin. That's what he writes. I mentioned last week that I think Chassidish Rav might look at it and say, "Gartel, gartel." Are they talking to Avni? You know, Nishkefela. But I'm sorry. Yeah, Mitzar, even if they don't tell him. Mitzar, even if they don't tell him, that's what I mean. If they don't tell him, don't do it. Stam Omrim Lo. So I'll talk about that now. Okay, 1 second. That's what I wanted to get to, okay? All right, the what I want to get to is Tshuva and Arugas HaBaisim. Arugas HaBaisim was the Rav in Chust. It was Chassidish Rav that was from the Paiskim of in Hungary. And he has a Tshuva in the first volume of his Tshuva, is Tshuva Yud Tes, whether a person, a son who wants to go to the mikveh, and his parents don't want him to, whether the son has to listen to the parents when they're mitzavim. He says, there's no shaila tefilas Ezra. Tefilas Ezra is an Ikar Adin. Tefilas Ezra is Ikar Adin, even though today many people ignore it, but it's a Shulchan Aruch there. You show him the whole, you're not allowed to daven without tefilas Ezra. So, so somebody's a balkari to go to the mikveh, that's Ikar Adin, that is not the nidai. The nidin is kminig hachasidim, that they go, what the Mishnah Berurah calls Taisis Ketusha. Such an Indian. So the question is whether a child has to listen to the parents. Parents tell them, we don't want you doing it. does he have to listen? Now, what's fascinating about the tshuva, there are two parts of the tshuva. One part, he writes, it's interesting where it's coming from, he says, this hanhaga of going to the mikveh for a milah, he says, the shoyl wanted to say, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. You're going to give a taste of kedusha, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So he says it's not true. And he writes a very strong lashon, nearly, loy hoya minig hatanoim v'amayroim litvol, kiim la'is hatzayrach. The minig of tanoim and amayroim was to go to the mikvah only for tefillas Ezra. He didn't go any other time. He brings a raya from two gemaras of brachis. One gemara is the gemara ba'isei chasid, who was traveling, and in the morning he went to the mikveh before he came. So he asked his talmidim b'machashadetani, why were you chayshid me? I went to the mikveh. Must be I needed tefillas Ezra. You know, I'm traveling without my wife. What are you chayshid me for? So they replied to him that Shema Machmas Teirech Haderech. Sometimes the Teirech Haderech, a person sees Kerry lying suddenly. So he says, well, why would he ask him Machmas Shadetani? He went to the mikveh for Taisis Kedusha. Now, why didn't he go? He's just for Taisis Kedusha. So he says it's a Raya. He brings a second Gemara in Brachis. As three Amayroim, Korchu Rifta Bahadi Adadi. They were eating together. This is Chadav Chav Beis. We'll get to it soon, Shabbos morning, Shabbos Shir. They decided who should lead the Zimun. So one of them said, Rapapa said, Habulu Lididi Lavarech. He said, I had Tisha Kabin this morning. I should be the one to be Mizamin. So Rava said, no, Habulu Lididi, I went to a mikvah Memsai, it's better than you. And then the third Amayra, Rapuna said, Habulu Lididi, Deleka Alai Loiha Valoiha. I said, I'm not Tisha Kabin now, Memsai. So he says, I didn't need it. I go into the mikveh Taisis Kedusha. So why is he saying, I didn't have not this and not that? But they had Lamaisa Taisis Kedusha. So he says that there's no Makar Kadmain to go to the mikveh when it's not for a Balkari. But it's interesting, he writes afterwards that nevertheless, in Yengaduhu, Litvo b'mikveh Tara, Kaidamat Fila. He says, in our generations, that people are mishpoim from Kaiches HaTumah much more. That's why the minig is to go. But he says, l'maisa, it's not a mitzvah d'araisa, it's not a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's not even an hagav kadmainim. And therefore he says, mitzvah this, that you shouldn't have to listen to your parents. That you should have to listen to your parents. You should have to listen because it's not. Ramesha once said that... Ramesha was here in Tfilas Ezra, goes without saying. I remember we had in yeshiva a bacher whose father used to drive Ramesha, used to pick him up and drive him to MTJ for Tfilah. Spiegel used to drive him, right? So his son was in yeshiva, so he was a bacher, he didn't know what he was saying. So when he asked him, Ramesha goes to the mikveh or Shabbos. So he said, Ramesha has a funny minik, he goes Sunday mornings. Instead of Erev Shabbos, he goes... like the day after Shabbat, Sunday mornings. So he thought it was a funny minig. So Oynis Tam Chacham is may Leil Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, or Tfilas Ezra. He went Sunday mornings. And that was the reason he went. But at any rate, but Darugas Abaisim has a second part to the truth. We discussed right in the beginning of Hilchas Kibbut Av Ha'Eim, the Shaila, if your father tells you put on a coat, and you don't want to wear a coat, it's not cold out. So I mentioned to you then, a machlaikis, the Hamakna, the Sefer Hamakna, says you have to listen to any tzavah from a parent. If it's not misnagid, it's a mitzvah, you have to listen. And Ramesha argued strongly. Ramesha said that, no, the Gemara says, Izeu kavod, bachileyu, mashkeyu. If you're mahanim, you give him to eat or drink, you transport him, mevi'ai, maitziai, etc. But you don't have to listen to Stam Tzavah, that's not part of his Hanah. I mentioned to you also that there are others who weigh in on both sides. The Maral says, like the Sefer HaMakna, Parshas Yisrael, in this week's Parsha, the Maral B'Kibbut Av Ha'Eim says, it's talking about part of Kavod, he says part of Yira. And he says to Devarav, not to contradict him, is a little bit nice. And the Urayim says the other way. There's a Machloikis, if you have to listen to him for Sharon Yonim, The Rukas Abaisim holds like Ramesha in this Nakuda. He says, if a father says, don't go to the mikveh, that's not negeya to his comfort. And Mimela, for that reason, you don't have to listen. So we have that old machloikis, if you have to listen for things that are not negeya to him personally. And therefore, if you hold like the Mekilim, so chumris that are not negeya to him personally, putting hagardol or all these other inyanim, you wouldn't have to listen. I mentioned that Rav Palm held that you're mechuyev, and that I suggested a pshara that b'fonav you should listen. Shalai b'fonav, the Taz and Groh hold that there's no issus in Tavar shalai b'fonav, so that shalai b'fonav you could be mekel. I would add that for a real misnagid, for the child to wear a shtreimel and a bekisha, might have to do with the comfort of the parents. Maybe fakered also. The parents wear a bekisha and a shtreimel, and the son doesn't want to. So it could be the other way also. So that might be different. What?
You can say that about
Mikvah. It's star. It's sort of an unreasonable. It's no different than putting on a coat. So, okay. At any rate, this is the tumult. So what we end up with are two parts to the shayla. Some wants to do a chumrah. Parents don't want. So part one is that the Beis Lachem Yehuda says that stam a chumrah that you're not mechuyev in, you're not allowed to do if your parents are mitzta'er. And the part two, if your parents tell you don't do it, it's not noyig to that tzar, just that's their personal choice. There's no objective reason to that tzar, just their choice. They don't want you wearing a gartel. So that depends on the old machlaikis. If you mechuyev to listen to them, to things that are not personally nageya to them. If they lose sleep over it, so that's called mitzar. If you're mitzar, then it's different. Okay. I'll start with Yochel Yisrael again because I have a problem with it. But Chol Yisrael, I think, is the Ikra Adin in America. Okay. There is a second topic here. I just want to finish with this kibbutz. You should know there's a very wide topic about minig hamishpacha. If following the family minig is a kibbutz ve'eim inyan, if a person wants to be mishana from the minig, if his father davens osuch svar, then he goes to yeshiva where they daven osuch ashkenaz, or if the family minig is, to stand by kiddush, he wants to sit by kiddush, the level to which family minhagim is binding is it's an interesting topic. It's really a separate topic unto itself. I want to mention a maramokim that very few people just are aware of. I happen to bump into it learning Hilchos Nedarim in Simen Reish Yud Dalet. In Hilchos Nedarim, there's a Pischei Tshuva, Sifkat and Hay, who says that Eina Ben Mechuyil Lesnaig Van Hoges Aviv Zulas Mashesnaig Gama Ben Be'eish Shehigdil Shegilu Avais of Lelechus B'darcheihem. He says that a son only has to keep the minig of his father if he kept it as he was growing up. As he's growing up, he died of the Sfar, so then he says he will have to keep it. But let's say it's a minig of his parents that doesn't kick in till later in life. When he's a bacher in the house, it's not negeya. Then he gets married. Does he have to keep? So he says that he doesn't have to keep such a hanhaga. This is a controversial issue. It's Hashem will find an opportunity to talk about the obligation to follow minig of parents. If you look in Shas, there's really no place in Shas that says you have to follow minig of parents. The sugi is Perek Mokim Shenagu, properly enough. And in Perek Mokim Shenagu, it says you have to keep minig hamokim, not minig ha'av, the minig of the city you live in. Sfekid Yom is there was a Tekana Drabanan. Now, but the Gemara says you have to use the native Tekana Shenazab Lodavala Kukulai. Second Yom is a Iker Adin. But however, the Margala Bapuma Deinchi, what everybody says, you have to keep your father's minig, basically kicked in after the Holocaust. Because before the Holocaust, people went to a city. If you move to a city, you wait 6 hours for Fleischik to Melechi. And you move to Vienna, God forbid, and you live in a city where the whole city, minig a year, is to keep You go to Belgium. What?
Vienna, they kept
6 hours. Shocked. But I don't mean Vienna. I mean they go to a place, wherever it might be, where they keep half an hour. Now, look, or an hour, you're allowed to change a minig. There's no shaila. If you go to a city where the whole city has one minig, you move there permanently. So, not you're allowed to. That's your din. Your din is chayiv to be noeg minig hamokim shaholach l'sham. That's a mishnah. You have to keep the minig of the place you go to. You don't need ataras nadarim. You don't need anything. If that city has a minig, if I care, if someone moves to square, everyone waits 6 hours, and his parents only waited an hour, if he moves there permanently, he has mechuyev to keep that minig. After the Holocaust, when there became a big cholent, after the Holocaust, all the cities are a cholent, come out, the whole world is a cholent of minhagim. Then it became this hanhaga that Ramosha writes about minig avaisav, that the last city you lived in was the city where your parents lived. And that's why the Mokim Shenag Udin took on upon him of minig avais. But it's not really Mikra Adin.
If you go to Israel for one day, you go 2 days, you say minig.
No, if you move permanently to Eretz Yisrael, there's no Shaila. You keep 1 day. If you go temporarily, so the Mishnah says, you have to keep both Chumras. So that's why you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep 2 days. There's no dinyan, there's no shita to keep 1 day. Going from Ashkenaz to Sfarad, so if you look at some cipher, he says, since the Iker is Ashkenaz, so from Sfarad to Ashkenaz, you could always switch. And if you look at the Siddish Sfarad, they say, since the Iker is Sfarad, so the Iker is, you could do it.
What if you own a home in Eretz Yisrael? You own an apartment?
It doesn't matter what you own. It matters if you live there. If a person lives there part of the year, part of the year, it already becomes an issue. But what? Kidneyus, you move to a city that doesn't keep kidneyus and achinami. That's a mishnah. Mishnah some sachim. Gebracht, you should ask. If there's a community, if there's any community in the town that keeps your minig, so you don't have the heter. That's the chiddush of the Grushei Sfarad. When they went to Galus during the Spanish expulsion, Sfarad community settled in Amsterdam, which was minig Ashkenaz. And the taina, the city had a taina, you have to keep minig Ashkenaz, minig ha-mokim sh'alach l'sham. So the Gedolei Sfarad then in the 1600s wrote Shuvis to show that if a kehillah moves in, transports from one place to another, it still keeps the shame kehillah and it keeps its own minhagim. Now, as I say, God has a sense of humor. So that was in the 1600s, so fast forward 300 years. But Vadi Yosef made a big push that minig Yerushalayim is minig Sfarad. Because for hundreds of years there were no Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim. They were banished. And minig Sfarad is minig Yerushalayim. So the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael said to Rabbi Avad Yosef, but what about all the tshuvas from the Gedolei Sfarad when they went to Amsterdam? They all wrote, if a kehillah moves, you keep your own minig. And that was really the comeback to this time. Okay, what? Minig Hamokim is Ikar Adin. If you move to square, you don't have to put a shtreimel, it doesn't have a din minig. A din minig is only something that has a mokar and paiskin. That's just the mokar. The mokar of Ram says, is banging by Haman a minig? He declares, banging by Haman is a din minig. He says, a din minig is only something that has a mokar and a paiskin. They have to be paiskin that hold that way. And so there are a number of minhagim that are culturally minhagim, but not obligations. Still, you should try to do what your parents do.
How long you waited after that in minhag mishpacha? The Gemara says that somebody waited 24 hours and
somebody... No, because chumris are not minhag mishpacha. If your father's a tzaddik and he fasts every Monday and Thursday, that doesn't become a minhag mishpacha. It's only if he holds that that's the tekanah d'rabbanan. I'd like to move on because the minig topic is a wide-ranging topic and we'll just get on down. Let's move on to Siftei Zayin. Siftei Zayin Av Shetziva Espinoi Shaloi Ledaber Imploini Shaloyim Chaloi Vishaloyim Chaloi Azman Katsuv. A father tells his son, I don't want you talking to Pliny. Years ago I thought this was a rare occurrence. As I get older I find that it's not such a rare occurrence, unfortunately. father tells the son, I don't want you talking to him. The son wants to get along with Pliny. So this should be pasuk to all of us. If your father has a taina on someone, even if he's right in his taina, it doesn't mean he's necessarily wrong. Your father's right, he has a taina to someone. You don't have to be part of that machlaikis. You don't have to get involved. What's fascinating to me here is the lashon of the Taz and Shach, the same lashon. Look at Shach Yud Ches. Why don't you listen to your father? Ein loy lachlish tzava. Say she'asa lisnei l'shum Yehudi. Unless you see a migar ben aver. So, 1 minute. Also, you're not allowed to hate a Jew. I don't hate him. My father said I shouldn't talk to him. So why am I not talking to him? Not because I hate him. Here times you hear people. I don't hate him. I don't love him. I still don't have anything to do with him. People talk that way. So we're saying now that that is the hanhog of sinna. Hanhog of sinna is like Dibra Imay Shloisha Yamin. Machmas Ketata. So that's hanhog of sinna. It seems of the Shach and Taz that your evil is sisna. It's the pasuk says in Zechiah Bil Vavecha. Sounds from this Shach and Taz. David, you don't hate the person. You love him. Your father said, don't talk to him, so you're not talking to him. It sounds like Shach and Taz are saying, you're evil, I says no. Tremendous Kiddush, no?
I think it's really a bitul ase. It's a bitul ase of the Hamdur of the Kamalkam.
I'm talking about what the Shach and Taz say. They say, you're evil, I says no. Right? They say.
You were telling that he wasn't lost if they have to listen to him, even though it's not no gay direct.
So Lachar should be a right to the Hamakna. That you would have to listen to him. Well, not for that, you would have to listen to him. Perhaps, unless maybe it's a bazillion to the father. He's in a fight with that guy, and then his son is talking with him. You should wait till the third day. Yeah, but your father doesn't want you to talk to him the third day either.
Yeah, but no, but
But the father doesn't want the third day either. It's just because he listened 2 days, doesn't choke up for the.
Like the Shabbat Chag, Chag is just a subsection of Tetzuvah.
In a way, yeah. It's an example.
Yeah.
Sif Yud Zayin.
If it's really, really a strong fight between the father and the father,
right? So that's it's a taiva, all right. Could be. Sif Yud Zayin. Echad ha'isha shavim b'kavid u'b'mayra shal ave'im. Son and daughter are equal in their obligations. Ela sha'isha ein b'yad alasei. She mishubedes l'bayla. Men like this sif. Because a woman does not be yada to do for her parents. She's mishubet to her husband. Lefika hi petura v'kvayt av. Therefore, to the degree that it's a steer to the husband, she's pater from kibbut av. Ve'im. Ba'ayda nesua when she's married. Im nizgar shay nisal mena chayavis. Of course, if she's no longer married, then the chiyav returns. However, otherwise, the shibud labayla is mafkia dine kibbut avim. So this needs a hesber, just pshat. What does it mean? Why is the husband can't tell his wife to do an aveira, to do an sederaisa? So it sounds like the husband says, I want you to mechabit your father, so she's not mechabit. And the shach says in your test, nira de'im ein abal makbit, chayeves, chaldavish efshik mayesh. If the husband's not makbit, then she's chayev. But what does that mean? The husband has a right to be makbid? So here Rav Moshe has a hesber, both in the Igris Moshe, the first chelik of Yeridah, Simirash Nun Hey, it's in Dibris Moshe on Kedushin as well. And he has here his site of explanation, which is quoted in all the those who come after him, all those who are mefarish to sift. This is the explanation. The explanation is the following. A woman, when a husband and wife get married, the din is that a woman moves to the place where the husband lives. Now, her husband can be Michael, her husband can live somewhere else. But the Torah always says, in base, baila nidara, or v'shilcha mibesai. The Torah always talks about a woman as living in the husband's place. Kibbut av'eim typically requires the presence of the woman in her parents' vicinity to bring what's machileyu, mashkeyu, metziyu, meviyu, malbishai. All the functions of serving a parent require her presence there. Part of the shibud of marriage is for a woman to be in the place where her husband is. And Ramesh says that's what it means, isha ain't sipak biyada lasais. That's the Lashon HaGemara. A woman, she doesn't have the wherewithal to be able to do it. She's mishubid to be together with Baila. Now, if it's not a stira to Baila, of course she's mechuyev in kibud av, that there's no question. Ramesh says that's the hesber. It's known that a woman gets married, she takes on the minim and hagim of her husband. From where does that come? A woman gets married, she takes on the minim and hagim of her husband. That comes from this yisaid. Because as I mentioned earlier, deikin din minig is minig hamakim. It's a dinig in the place, in the makim where a person is. And a woman gets married, she so to speak moves the makim baila. She moves to her husband's house. Now it could be that the chas and kala are both from Flatbush. There's no physical moving out of a neighborhood. But conceptually, that's the idea of a marriage is the idea of moving, of base baila. And therefore, that's Ramesh's yisaid in explanation of this sif. I'm sorry, I misquoted it. It's in Igros Moshe Arachayim Aleph Kuf Nun Ches. There's a second Igros Moshe in Yoreday, which I'm going to mention. This explanation is in Arachayim Aleph Kuf Nun Ches. Ramesh has a separate tshuva, a fascinating tshuva. A woman is in Avelus. The husband is not. She lost a parent. The husband is going to a chasna. He says to the wife, I want you to come with me. I want you to accompany. I'm going to a wedding. It doesn't say wedding. It says to any Mesudas Mishnah. He's going to a simcha. He wants his wife to go to. Maybe it's a Shabbos afternoon Suda or whatever it might be. He says, I want you to come with me. So they ask Rav Moshe, what the din is, the woman, the husband can't tell to be Aaron Aveira. Then he Aveilus, she can't go. She allowed to go because of her husband. So Ramesha writes in this Truva, Ramesha writes that Aveilus is a din of Kibarav, Yud Beis Chaydish. Until Lamed Yahim, Yechlukideis. But only on a parent you keep Yud Beis Chaydish. People always ask, especially spouses, who lose a spouse, they say it's funny, you know, the children keep Yud Beis Chaydish. It's normal. A child loses a parent. It's sad, but it's normal. A spouse loses a spouse, or a parent loses a child, which is a bigger tragedy, and they only have 30 days. So the Shach in Simin Shin Mem Dalid, Siftes, says that that's a din in Kibbut Ava'ein. Yud Beis Chaydish, after the Shloshim Yayim, is for sure a din in Kibbut Ava'ein. And therefore, Ramesha says that that this halacha should apply of Asif, that if the husband says, I want you to be with me, I don't want you to be with Kibbut Ava'ein, so then she can go to the Simcha. That's what Ramesha writes. He writes in the Tshuva that since this is a Davar Chiddush, I prefer that you don't rely on it. I don't find a marker for it. I don't want you to rely on it. But if it's a Shalom Bayis issue, he says, then rely on it. Later, the Tzitz Eliezer printed, he says, Ramesha didn't want to rely on it. He couldn't find a makar for it. He says, I found a makar in the writings of the Chita, in his Sefer Chaim Shal. He says, the same idea.
The Shach and
Talmud Torah too. And he's mastic it. That's zero to do with this. An oval could eat ice cream too. What's that to do with this? It has nothing to do with it. But it has nothing to do. It has nothing to do. It's a totally different cheshbon there. This is Ramesh's his chiddush. He talks grad in the tshuva afterwards. If teich lamid, if it's yakra dechaya, yakra demaisa. The Gemara is a shayla of Hespedim, Ayakra Dechai, Ayakra Demaisa. What about Avelus, the 30 days? Is that of Kavod Ameis? Was that of Kavod Achai? So he brings the Machlokes to Rambam and the Ramban on this topic. If it's didn't Kavod Achai, Kavod Ameis. And he says, also B'shas Adchak, even Teich Shloishim, a woman can rely that it's of Kavod Ameis and then listen to her husband and go.
Yeah, he did ask before, but
he's Mitzara's wife. Let's talk about a wife that's from. She wants to do whatever the din is. You know, the din is she'll go. You know, I'll be the sorry wife.
She doesn't have to have kibbutz.
You know, sometimes you feel it depends who asks. If the husband would ask Ramesha, Ramesha said, leave your wife alone. Yeah. The woman asked Ramesha. So he had to answer her, you know. Sometimes it depends very much on who's asking the shayla. Okay, and anyway, this is the Sif Yud Zayin, the idea of a woman giving precedence to a husband, shibudim, over her own shibudim. And I mentioned to you also when we started that if you have a job, let's say a man has a job and he has specific hours. You know, he's managing the supermarket. His parents call and they say, we need kibbutz aveim. So he's not allowed to leave his job to go do it. Why? Why can't he leave his job to go do it? Because it's not his time. It's his boss's time. He's mishabed himself to his boss. He's mishabed to his boss to do whatever he has to do. It's not his time to give away. It's the same idea here that Ramesh is saying, that a woman is mishabed labayla. It's not her time to give away. To the degree that it's a stira, a contradiction to her shibudim, to her family, it's not her time to give away. And that's why there's this this idea. He's mechuyev in kibbutz for in-laws. Now somebody started asking that.
So
he's, but he's not mechuyev to be an avol for his in-laws.
No, but why shouldn't
he's mechuyev in-laws?
So she should be.
But he's not mechuyev in ezel kibbutz, ezel myra. He's not mechuyev in keeping the wife.
So she should have to listen. She shouldn't have to listen
because we're going to have later the shat shita that there's no real chiyuv of kibbutz in-laws. It's just Kishar's Kain. We're going to have soon. Right. So then the question is she mechuyev to mechaber her parents? And that's what Ramesh is saying, that this sif says, whatever has she put to her husband, she's not mechuyev to mechaber her parents.
Would that mean if a married daughter is visiting for a while with her parents, with her husband?
There's a regular chi of covet. Right. So regular chi of covet is not a contradiction to shibud lebaila. That's what Ramesh is
saying.
Theory, yes, but we're going to have later the end of the siman. One of the exceptions to kibbutz aveim is marriage. You don't have to listen to parents. So there's a side reason why not. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a mitzvah to get married.
What about taking a job?
A job, if it's a regular job, then that's called Michelle Ben. Like Hashulchan says, a regular job is called a hefsid. So you remember, you don't have to give up Michelle Ben. But if he's moving there because of some other reason, then nothing. Our Sif Yud Ches, we have finally a Machlokes L'Chaber Ramah, which is the hallmark of Shulchan Aruch, but not much here in Kibbutz Aveim. See, we have a good old Machlokes. Mamzer Chayiv B'Kavod Aviv U'V'Mayrai. Now this is the Shiloh Mamzer is not the main point. The point is Afilu Haya Aviv Rosh or Balaveira Mechabdai U'Misyara Mimenu. The Mechabah Shita, which is Shita Sarambab, is that there's a Chi of Kibbutz Aveim to Aviv Rosh. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says V'Yeshayimrim Deinu Mechayiv L'Chabir Aviv Rosh. Elo Im Kein Asa Tshuva. You're not Mechayiv to be Mechabirim unless he did Tshuva. So we have here Mechalikis, Mechaber, and Ramah, which is Mechalikis, the Ramah of the Torah. If a person is Chayiv in Kibbutz Aveim, in a case where it's Aviv Rasha, and each one has a Meferish Gemara like him, and that's where this becomes a problem. There are two Gemaras. It's interesting, each Gemara is brought twice in Shas. One Gemara that says one way, and one Gemara says the other way. The Gemara that says Yechayiv and Kibbutz Aviv Rasha. The Raya is brought Gemara to Sanhedrin and in Makis, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that Ein Aben Nasr Shliach Bezdin Lahakos Aviv. The father's Chayiv Malkis. And Punkt, his son makes a Parnosa. He's the one that gives Malkis and Bezdin. You know, the kid, his son's children ask him, what does your daddy do for a living? So he, he gives Malkis. That's his job. So it says that he's not allowed to give Malkis. So there, it's Aviv Rasha. You don't get Malkis unless you're really a Rasha. Mazed. And they gave Asrah. And Tekin Deidibi said Afal Pikein. So there, it's Aviv Rasha. And there, he's not allowed to be, he's not allowed to be Makahim. That's the Raya. The Rambam's Raya. The Chechayim and Kibbutz Aveim. The one minute you'll say Tirutzim in a minute, just the Raya Fakert is the Gemara that's above Akame and above Metzia. It's in the beginning of Ezer Neshek, the Samach Beis. It talks there, if your father took ribbis. If he took cash as ribbis, then there's no question. The child inherits it, there's no chiyuv to give back ribbis. The chiyuv hashav is only on the one who took it. It's not like Geneva. Geneva, you always have to give back. However, the Gemara talks about the father took a chefetz mesuyim for ribbis. He took an item that everyone recognizes. He took a vehicle that's marked from the other person, or the Gemara says he took a begadim that are miuchadim, he took a fur coat of some sort. It's a bezayin to the father that the ribbis item is seen around. So the Gemara says, you have to return it, it's a bezayin to the parents. So the Gemara asks, the father took ribbis? So the Gemara asks, he's a eino yaisa maisa amcha. You don't have a chiyuv to worry about your father. Gemara answers, b'sha'asa tshuva. What does the Gemara ask? If he did tshuva, why didn't he give it back? So Gemara says, he did tshuva, and then he died. At deathbed, he did tshuva, he never gave it back. So at the end, the Gemara says, for a pashtus, eino yaisa maisa amcha, there's no chiyuv kibra aveim. A rasha, there's no chiyuv kibra aveim. So that's the makor of the Ramah, of the Torah. The Ramah says that there's no chiv kibir aveim. So if you look in the Gra Kedarka, in a few words, the Chavtes explains the Ramah. Ramah says there's no chiv, and Mashamru above a kabbat sadik dalar midbeis. That's the ribis gemara, it's above a kabbat mitzia. Gabke bishasa tshuva. The gemara says you only return the ribis if the father did tshuva, otherwise not. V'had the Sanhedrin, the case of Malkus, that you don't give Malkus, L'tzaroi Shani, he answers the kasha. He says, L'tzaroi Shani, to give him tsar, to hit him, that's worse. To not be mechavid and b'shev al tasa, so there's no chiyuv kibir on avivim or rishoyim. However, in this case, there is. Pischei Tshuva brings, which is really another teretz, in Tezvav, he says, Yeshua is coming also to answer the same kasha. He's a stira. He says, not mechivti mechabed of Russia, so why can't you give him Malkus? He says, yeah, because in one time you don't become a Russia. Someone doesn't have Eir, even Lahachis, one time. Doesn't make him a Rasha. Tosfos in Chulin says it has to be two times. Others say it has to be three times. But otherwise, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hashaychet b'Shabbos, Alfa b'Shechayim Misa, Shchitosik Sheira. Someone shechts on Shabbos, he is Chayim Misa. That means he did it for Mezid. The Shchita is Kasher. Tosfos says, Ayah Mumra's Shchita is Pasul. Tosfos says, he did it once. From one time, he gets Misa, but he doesn't have a Shem Rasha. So he's not a Mumra. So these are both terutzim to answer the Ramah, to say that if Oviv Rasha, you're not Mukhiyev Lechavdai, and Malkus is different, the Tzara is Aser, or that Gemara is talking, he did it once, that means if he did it twice, you could give him Malkus, you give him a Tzara.
Return the
Ritz
to the Chavdai,
that
was true.
What?
Now he's the Malkus, the
okay, it's not Lavanit Glasay there, but it's. I don't think it's a Kiyam Asay, but it takes away the Bazaar, at least. Okay.
Malkus doesn't work. Because once he gets Malkus, he already went away. So it's still the first time.
Okay, but the question is giving him the Malkus. Are you allowed to give him?
They can't give the first time. But once he gives the first time, already it's a Tshuva. So we made it the second time, it's like the first time.
Okay. The Lahalacha, the Archa Shulchan passes like the Ramah, but both the Kitzur and the Chayyadam say like the Mechaber, that even Aviv Rasha, a person should be Mechabit. The big Shaila here is by Atinik Shanishba. By Atinik Shanishba, Bali Tshuva have this Shaila, whether it is a Chiv Kibir Aveim, the parent is a Mechal Shabbos, but he's Atinik Shanishba. So on the one hand, you can't call him a Rasha, he's an Aynis. On the other hand, the Gemara doesn't say Russia. The Gemara says, Einei Oysa Maisa Amcha. He's Einei Oysa Maisa Amcha. So I don't know. I didn't find a clear psak on the topic. In Hilchis Avelus, the din is a person doesn't sit Avelus on Aviv Rasha. If it's a Rasha, there's no Shiva. Bavayd Yushar Marina. And a Tidik Shanishba, certainly the minig is that we do sit. So it would seem that there's at least a source that Tidik Shanishba Yechayiv Lechabdai. Besides that, the kids from the Chayyadim passing at the Mechaber anyway. So it's a Shalav Adairaisa. The question is from the Gemara. What? Okay. Good. It's a good idea to be Mechaber. Yeah, you always have an option to be mechaberim. That's what Ramosh is saying. You'll be mekarevim maybe by being mechaberim. What about Chizkiyah Girer Atzmais Aviv? Like the Mishnah says, Chizkiyah became Melech. His father, who was Ochaz. The way I remember it, I always make simanim. I forget everything. But Ochaz was Chizkiyah's father. So the last two letters of Ochaz's name were the beginning of Chizkiyah's name. No, Achaz Chizkiyah. No, it's a pasuk in Chazal, a pasuk in Navi too. So one second, it says Chizkiyah Girer Atzmais Aviv. It says Kihechad Lahavalei Kapara. So you're allowed to do that. Rabbi Mitzar, your father, you should have a kapara. Like a lot of people would be loved to do that. You know, give a kapara.
That's the kapara.
So what Rashi there says. By Chizkiyah Girer Atzmais Aviv, Rashi says that the father caused the Chilul Hashem that caused people not to be from. Rashi says that he caused the Kiddush Hashem to erase his father's Chilul Hashem. Sounds like it was a tikkun bepoil for his father. His father's ashpa was that people did Averis. By Girer Atzmais Aviv, it somehow it took away the honor they had the king. You know, dragged the king through the street, so it took away that kavod. It was somehow a ticket for the father. And it doesn't mean Chizkiyah did it with his hands, but it could be it's different. What about the raya from Rachel, which she stole the Shravim Lavan, said that there too. The Medrash says she was punished because, Rashi brings, because Yaakov said, Alosh and Klala, right? That Tzadik makes a Klala, even Al Tanai Luba. But the Zayar says, because she was Ever Kibbet Aveh. When she stole it. So I Lavan is a Rasha. Lavan qualifies a Rasha with the Chalashitas. So I Lavan was a Rasha. So maybe like Shola is saying, maybe Tzir Shani, the Gra says, to me, Mitzar is different.
But they're valueless. So
I don't know.
It's valueless.
That's why it's not Kadeva, the Kibbet Hadev, it's still Zuzan. Okay, at any rate, so we have here Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah regarding Kibbet Aviv Rasha and Lamaisa. Okay. What? Rativing the Tata from. You think he was David Avay Dazar any less? Because.
What about the cover?
Why'd she take it? So she's stopping Avay Dazar.
What about Avram?
What about Avram? It was a cotton. No. Eliphaz didn't listen. Eliphaz listened. He went to kill him. They didn't kill him. So when you're being right, that your father says kill someone, you're like kill him. Yes, you're being right. Was a Rosh. So it's a good question. If you hold Eliphaz was a Rosh, Eliphaz was Esav's son and Amalek's father. So you would assume that he's a Rosh, but there is a Chazal in Eiv. It's one of ten, it's amazing. You know, he says you have two Mandi Amrim, three Mandi Amrim in the Gemara. In the end of the first parakim of Abasra, when did Eiv live? They had ten Shitas when Eiv was. One of the ten Shitas is that B'chaye Yitzchak. So they say that Eliphaz was the son of Esav, and he was Taka, one of the seven Nevi'ei. Eliphaz mentioned in Eiv, was one of the seven Nevi'im Umas Olam. He was a good man. So there's a day that it was that Eliphaz. But, you know, it's 1 out of 10. There's such a shita. So then why did he go kill Yaakov? I don't know. So we find the tzaddikim that had children that were shy. What? Not really. Not really, but we could muse about it. What? The Rishami says, Ein lemeidim mekaidim ha'tayrim. No. Okay. All right, I'll make it as a question. Yeah. Why is he bringing Mamzer? That's an example. It's probably the Gemara's example, that's why. No, it's a Rambam's example. What? It's a Rossi Badeira? Yeah. You look at the Mechavis Lashon. It says, even if he was a Rashi, he didn't have to be a Rashi. It says, Mamzer, Afilu Hayav Rashi. He didn't have to be a Rashi. He didn't. That's what it says, Afilu Hayav Rashi. Therefore what? So you want to in general, if a father causes a son sorry, it's chayav of kibud.
Does the mamzer have to
the mamzer, if the father's a Rasha,
he was,
and he dies for Rishasai. So again, I tell you, machlekes the Rambam and the Rambam. Oviv Rasha is no chiyuv aveilus. No chiyuv aveilus. So I don't use this comment. That's not Machlis Rambam the Rambam. That's everybody holds. Aviv Rasha, there's no Dina Avails. That's a Mishnah Mem Hei.
What's the Havamina of the Halacha? The father is a person is a Mamzer.
Yeah.
So why would I think he doesn't have to be?
If the father's a Rasha.
No, he's not a Rasha.
That's the right. Maybe there's no Havamina. I don't know.
There's no Kiddush in that.
Maybe it's not Machuyiv to be Makatayv to him because he what Taiva did he do? He gave birth to a Mamzer. That's a Taiva. Alright. So it could be the Chiddush is only after Lo Hayav Rashi. Alright, Sifyud Tes. I mentioned in the beginning that there's no Din Kibbut Aveim on a Ger, but there's a Din on Karas HaTayv. So that Rav Avadya Yosef has his tshuva about saying Kaddish on his father who's a guy. So he says that if he's not Ketayv to him, he can say Kaddish, but he does not have Kedima to the Yamid. There's no shiva. No, he's not. He doesn't have a biological father. A sifyut test also la adam lahach bin ulay albanav. A person is not allowed to make life difficult for his children. Uladagdek bichvoidai imahem, and to be very medagdek in the covet with them. Shlo yivien liday michshal, not to bring them to a michshal. Ella yimchael v'yalam edav mehem shav shemachal kvoidai. Now, I have to tell you, in America, we have the problem the other way. In America, people are not, we don't train our children in Kibbut Aveim B'chlal. We don't have that much of a problem of Machbel Ulay Aleihem, except since we never trained them, everything you ask them to do is Machbel Ulay Aleihem. You know, it becomes very hard. It's a good idea to train children, and I don't know, you know, you cut the challah, you give it to a child, you say, people can't keep it out of anger, bring it to your mother, or something like that, something a child will do. It doesn't make fights, so you can do it anyway, so mention that it's keep it out of anger. You know, it's, if your wife calls down from upstairs, can you bring me a cup of water? So tell your child, for you it's keep it out of anger. For me, you know, my wife, okay. For you it's keep it out of anger, so you go and do it. So, you know, it's a good idea to train. It's interesting how the stira, if you can count this as a stira. Chazaynish writes in the Sefer Chazaynish, on this Sif, that a person shouldn't be Michael all the time. You should teach your children, don't always be Michael. You know, you tell your kids, I don't care if you sit on my seat in the house. I don't care if... You shouldn't be Michael all the time. You tell your children, you know, if you want to sit in the seat, ask me or something. But to be Michael all the time is not a good idea. That's what it says in the Sefer Chazaynish. In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim that was printed with his son's Dugmas Memaisa Avi, he writes that when they grew up, they didn't know anything about Yiras Aveim. The father was never makbid on his seat, was never makbid on any of the dinim. He was always meichel, and the bechlal didn't know it. That's what his son writes. Well, the Chafetz Chaim's son writes that his father, the Chafetz Chaim, was never makbid. And that sounds, he's allowed to be meichel. The father's allowed to be meichel. But it sounds like Chafetz Chaim, you know, was like a blank check. He was meichel. I would tell the son, maybe he knew you would listen or something, you know, maybe it's different. But it sounds to me like the Chafetz Chaim felt like the Rambam writes in one of his letters, when they were burning the Rambam's Svarim in France, the Rambam had a Talmud in France that made a mechah, made a tumult. So it's a beautiful letter of the Rambam. It's printed in the Torah Melech, if I'm printed it in the Torah Melech. A beautiful letter the Rambam writes to his Talmud that, I don't want you to, if you consider yourself my Talmud, don't say a word, don't do a thing. He writes there, I don't care. And if they have a nah from it, and I don't care, it's zenehen of his elei chaser. So why would you say anything? Then he writes that, I think his lashon is, Godol ma'alosi yoiser chaviv olai mishanatzeach haksilim. He says, my midas, to hold in my midas, is more important to me than mishanatzeach haksilim, that I should defeat the fools in an argument. In other words, yeah, I have my own cheshbon, I work on my midas, I don't have to fix the world. Could be the Chafetz Chaim held that milas midoisa yoiser chaviv olai. The Chafetz Chaim, his midas was not to have kepedis at all. He trained himself zero kepedis. So he never had kepedis. So maybe he never had kepedis. Could be. What? He was never mechiach them. Reminds me, Deras Sicha, they asked Rav Chaim Knievsky, they quoted from, I think, the Peleyayetz, that if your son ever says a lie, you should hit him. So he asked him if his father was naive that way. So Chaim answers, I don't remember that we ever said a lie. That's what he writes. You know, we ever said a lie. So the similar, you know. So, okay, I don't know. Okay, we'll have to sifkof next week.